این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Let us suppose I can endure your chastisement. How can I stand separation from you? Who can make such entreat? Who has such love for Allah whose hell one does not feed, while being afraid lest he would be deprived of his love when he goes to hell and degraded to lower station, separating him from God? Imam Ali, peace be upon him, laments of separation from His Majesty. This is the love that thaws in his heart. All actions emanating from him arise from this love for Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he has mentioned that during your circumambulation of God's sanctuary, which is a token of love for God, empty your hearts and of all others and drive out of your hearts fear of things that are not of God. And parallel to your love for the Lord, seek and declare riddance of all small and big idols, the taghuts and their associates, because the Almighty God and His friends have themselves declared such riddance as have done by all the noble and free men of the world as well.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
In this part of his speech, obviously he's talking about the idols, about the taghut, which is rebel, the evil, and we need to free ourselves from these things. The main idea is that in the Hajj we need to learn is to how to release ourselves, how to get the salvation, how to escape from the satanic way, how to release ourselves from getting involved in such things. Therefore, it is necessary that when we are performing the Hajj, and the Hajj which is only and only done for God, obviously we do not perform Hajj to show others. When a person moves towards the house of Lord, and over there he performs the Hajj, he performs the rituals of the Hajj, and when he performs those rituals, obviously in those rituals he is not showing off people what he is doing. In that hot weather, with those specific clothes, in that way of staying in the desert, for example, in the Arafat, in the Mina, and, you know, doing the tawaf and all those things that he performs, he is basically bearing a hardship at the time of Hajj. So when this thing is only for God, there we need to seek help from God. The way God has disassociated himself from the taghut, the way the saints, the prophets, the noble people, those who are the friends of God, they free themselves from the taghut, from the evil. So this is a time that we need to also free ourselves from all these evil powers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, Layla.